TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he actin' like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, reppin' my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Black, and you're definitely tuned in to another episode of Pregame Radio. It's Friday, and I'm saying we're definitely going to get into it. Shout out to Ev, who held it down Wednesday night on the 25th with the MJ mix, and it's still the week, so you know what I'm saying, I'm here, I'm still going to do a little bit, you know what I'm saying, but she definitely held it down. You know, I came through, I had to show love, you know what I'm saying, I had to get on the check-in real quick, but shout out to everyone who called and tuned in. Shout out to everyone who's even listening. Shout out to Indonesia. We got to take your requests and all that. We got Miss Chrissy coming in later. R&B singer coming out of Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? So we're definitely going to get into it. 347-857-4302 is the number. Hit us up. Hit us on that Twitter at pregame_radio. R.I.P. MJ. Let's go.
Oh,
like the boys in the band. She knows when they come to town. Every musician's fan. After the curtain comes down, she waits at backstage doors for those who have prestige, who promise fortune and fame, a life that's so carefree. She's saying that's okay. Hey baby, do what you want. I'll be your night loving thing. I'll be the freak you can talk. I don't care what you say. I wanna go too far. I'll be your everything. If you make me your star, darling, I
we make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man's soul.
Yeah. Go on and on in the back of my mind.
Remember the time,
oh,
I
fell in love. neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. And grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Jam, oh jam, jam, titty jam for me, yeah.
We'll be right back. 나고 밴드 피야 나고 따가 피야 밴드 왜
Throwback Mix Part 2. Shout out to F for holding down Part 1, making that one pop Wednesday night. If you missed it, definitely check the archives and play it back. And you might get a treat. Went a little bit over time, so it's definitely a good listen, so check it out. You got Miss Chrissy coming through in about 10 minutes. Get into some other tracks. 347-857-4302 is the number. Hit us on that Twitter at Pregame Radio. Shout out to Rich. You could crave entertainment. We'll be right back.
Shitting on you niggas, bring the toilet paper. Do we got the fame? 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 Do we got the fame?
Yeah. on you niggas, bring the toilet paper, man. Cold don't fit none but the big shit, motherfucker, I am the man. These niggas gon' hate, but the bitches gon' choose, cause they know just who I am. We walk in this bitch, pocket full of bitches, motherfucker, we got them bands. Every time we go out, show out, racks in the club, make a nigga wanna throw out. Bottles gon' pop and the bitches gon' drop. Every time we hit the scene, don't bring your hoe out. Dame on the track, bit most spin crack, Carolina from the cab, man, the mic in the back. VIP with a bad yellow bitch, turned up, all the way to the max. Bands in my hands, tryna make a bitch fast. Sippin' Henny at the bottle, so a nigga fucked up. Packs on track when a nigga grab that. Send the money back, then you know a nigga gon' stun. All in the club, yeah, my nigga's getting bucked. G's up, roll up, blow loud by the cloud, he's up. Hold down, we the talk of the town, freeze up. Don't talk, get stung to the ground. Bitch, I'm a G from the city of the Fiend. Arizona, where I'm at, young niggas getting green. Fuck niggas gon' hate, real niggas gon' think. Bad bitches gon' shoot, get flipped by the team. Got money on my mind, so I'm thinking flip. I'ma shit on motherfuckers every chance I get. And it's nothing to a nigga, cause we been in shit. Gonna bring this toilet paper, cause we in this bitch.
And that, but I don't let that shit come down like fucking Fitty Pat. I'm on some other rap, I'm on another cloud. I scream my name out, black millions, I scream it loud. I'm finna make this money, I'm finna make the cash. These niggas talk a lot of shit until we just approach their ass. Then it's like, nah, homie, we don't want it. We heard you from NY, you going off 100 miles per hour, I keep it going when I'm on it. Cause I don't never stop, my shit is strictly for blocks that ain't never had shit. My flow's backwards, I spit freestyles that make a lame back flip. And you will hit the ground with the ease, I'm the illest you, just chillin' under my breeze.
Be prepared to put in work when you run with me. Cause I'm up all night like I'm Kennedy. You think I'm funny, actually, you are the parody. Apparently, your gimmicks are a tragedy for fantasy. And why does it like no other? And I ride with my brother. It don't matter if these haters are a dime a dozen. I only need two rebels cause I'm steady buzzing. I'm realer, chillin' with my thriller niggas. Gorilla, winters in the elevators. Individually, put it down B. Boogie down B, swagger in the SB. I'm a grindaholic, so y'all all in danger. Cause I get work out like a personal trainer. I ain't stopping till the squad is big and new. You're just stopping Staten Island till my homies been in up north.
You faggot rappers don't clap. The only time you squeeze a pump during an asthma attack. We laughing at that, pointing fingers, embarrassing cats. New York fell off, so I'm here to put it back on the map. See, I can chill up in the club and get crunk. I represent the outside of the club where niggas be busting their guns. Basically, what I'm saying is once that crunk shit is over, you gotta come outside and deal with all the thugs and the soldiers and plus. We drunk and you sober, we looking to start shit. You got that look in your face like, where did I park at? I'm a vet and I ain't even come out yet. Ain't nothing for free, y'all niggas better cut my check. Who fuckin' with me? Y'all see the way I flow over track. With gritty life in the building, niggas walk out the back. I got Jay Black with me, Jay Stacks with me, A-Dash with me, and my nigga Pro Killer Young Shot.
My hood is where it's live at. Stacks on deck, promise you can find that. There's a couple hating dudes, never mind that. Timberland prints, I'll leave them on your spine back. G's bag of usual shit. Elevating other niggas though, they losing the grip. Calling audible, I can get a few of you hits. They on the building, plus I got a few of the whip. Check, Capricorn, so my movements are swift. Humble niggas tags, I'm about to cool as my wrist. 38 special, plus I got a roof of a six. Wrong move and a hollow of maneuver a rib. The only way to do it is big. Me and my team, we the present and the future, you dig. Act up, I send a few to your crib. 16 shots, I'ma leave a few in your leg.
It's the mid of high, something niggas running shit. Take a look at the teams that I'm running with. GL4L till I make the news. Young shots coming to a nigga, give me room. Same flag, same stance, a nigga pro coming. Fuck, 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 why'd you keep yourself back? Ain't bad, no, don't go play fuck pass. Being told me no, but tell these niggas they don't know me. I'm something like a mixed breed, allow me to proceed. Southern nigga rep before I kill a good queen. My life is a lifestyle, see no movie scene. Down south serving these little good scenes. Showing these niggas what greedy life means. Watch how I break it down, rockin' with my own sound. Reppin' for a little town, the ace is back on the mound. That's right, jump style, see the nigga running shit.
Full of sweat, soaked up, tossed up. Feel a threat coming to approach us. Hold up, never would I fold up. Feeling paranoid, annoyed, they wanna own us. When it really owe one soul of a soldier, heart of a lion. Never would I die with a voice so defined. Better recognize the rise of the giant. Hear the voice in my heart to the day that I'm dying. Am I over the line? More to define, more complex than the rest you can find. One of a kind, no contest. I'm the best that can wreck your design. Keep that in mind, don't go to sleep. Color too many, and now you living with the sheep. Surrounded by followers, ain't nobody trying to leave but me. I hope your niggas waking up to see, keep sleeping on me. I'ma wake you up from your wildest dreams and make your nightmares appear. I'm a lucid dreamer, best believe that I control every fear. Never close your eyes, better keep them wide and watch your soul disappear. Keep sleeping on me. I'ma wake you up from your wildest dreams and make your nightmares appear. I'm a lucid dreamer, best believe that I control every fear. Never close your eyes, better keep them wide and watch your soul disappear. Never thought they could hate so much. Never been real cause it's fake as fuck. Look into my eyes, you shook, young duck. Stand up, I'ma show y'all niggas how to man up. Wanna act tough, wanna be brave. Couldn't take a hit from the blunt side blaze. Imagine getting hit with a gun, no trace. No shells, no cakes, no neck, no face. I don't even know why I did this. Y'all really got me tripping. Now you're gonna sleep in the deep with the fishes. Damn right to be vicious. Then I do a trick, disappear like magicians. Come back but you missing. In this world I'm the king in position. Step back, nigga, listen. I'ma keep on, lead on. Watch everybody just leech on. Keep calm, preach on. Preach that truth that you feed on. I don't care what you guys say. Cross hairs to your face, fuck another day. If you wanna play me, then you better stay. I'ma feed you to the world, and they have a late. Let me demonstrate. Keep sleeping on me. I'ma wake you up from your wildest dreams and make your nightmares appear. I'm a lucid dreamer, best believe that I control every fear. Never close your eyes, better keep them wide and watch your soul disappear. Keep sleeping on me. I'ma wake you up from your wildest dreams and make your nightmares appear. I'm a lucid dreamer, best believe that I control every fear. Never close your eyes, better keep them wide and watch your soul disappear. It's the best time of your life, but you don't understand it. You drifting off every night, but you take it for granted. Messages you don't like, terrified while you stranded. Screaming out of your sleep, crying, shivering, looking frantic. I know that I gotta get my money up, and there's no way that I could ever dumb me down. Gotta hustle every day because I'm hungry, what? And there's no way that you could ever shut me down. Watch this with your optics, cause I got this. Only spit truth in the booth, that's illogic. Any topic, I topic, I never pop shit. Only spit facts while you gossip, you fucking hostage. Now you pissing me off, it's on, let me gossip. I gotcha, underwater boiling like a lobster. Shrimp pasta, hang out on me there like a monster. Smoked out with my fellow rosters, monsters. Calling out your name from the darkness. I don't even know if I'm an artist. I don't even know if I'm a target. Everybody gonna die regardless. Keep sleeping on me. I'ma wake you up from your wildest dreams and make your nightmares appear. I'm a lucid dreamer, best believe that I control every fear. Never close your eyes, better keep them wide and watch your soul disappear.
Don't go to sleep. keep sleeping on me. I'ma wake you up from your wildest dreams and make your nightmares appear. I'm a lucid dreamer, best believe that I control every fear. Never close your eyes, but I keep them wide and watch your soul disappear.
Don't go to sleep.
What's good, y'all? You're back on Pre-Game Radio. That was Stage with Don't Go to Sleep, 347-857-4302. Before we go any further, shout out, rest in peace, Bobby Womack. He passed earlier tonight. If you all know, you know, he got hits like Wait Until Tonight, you know, countless others. So, you know, it's definitely, it's sad when a legend passes on, but yeah, I remember, you know, they're on the big and better things. But tonight we got Miss Kristen in the building on the R&B tip. What's going on?
Hey.
Hi, what's good? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Chilling. So, you know, let the people know who don't know tuning in for the first time, who you are, where you're from.
Yes, those that don't know me, it's your girl, Miss Chrissy. I'm from Brooklyn. I am an up-and-coming R&B artist, and y'all will hear me and see me soon, those that don't know who I am.
So how long have you been singing professionally and taking it to the level in your career?
Professionally, I've been doing it for about 11 years, professionally, yeah. So,
you got into it real young.
Yeah,
so
I started.
What was it that inspires you, you know, that got you motivated into doing this thing a full time?
Well, you know, that R&B soul, there was just something about that always caught my ear. I just naturally have an ear for music, but when I first started doing music, like around 15, you know, my inspirations were, you know, Whitney, Anita Baker, you know, even India Arie, Jill Scott, you know, so that type of music, that soul sound is what got me. And I'm like, yo, this is what I need to do. Like, yeah.
So, what's your genre right now? Are you just strictly R&B, or is it R&B with a different type of twist to it?
I'm going to say R&B with a different type of twist. Because, you know, before I used to say R&B soul, but I don't want to just put myself in one category, you know, because I'm very versatile. Like, I do it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I just say, you know, I do R&B music. With, like you said, with a little twist, a little twang to it.
I hear you on that one. So who are you listening to now?
Okay, right now on my playlist, I have Beyonce, I got India Arie, I got Adele, I got Music Soul Child, I have Brian McKnight, and the list goes on. Brandy, you know, Monica. I could keep going. I got a lot. So,
all right. So, pretty much as far as currently, you know, like the current albums, who are you rocking with?
The current albums, I'm gonna say, wow, I'm rocking. Well, of course, I'm gonna have to say my girl B, because she's the bomb. But I mess with Tamar. I like her music, and I like her style. Like, she's dope. She's dope. Brandy, she's current, okay? I think she's current. And Brandy is definitely one. She's a beast. Vocally, she's a beast. Who else? Dad, glad you put me on the spot.
I try to get you minutes.
I see. Hold on, you about to have me go with my playlist right now. Hold on. No, but, you know, I listen to a little bit of everything, honestly. I'm not even just going to, because I hear myself naming a whole bunch of R&B artists, but I listen to everything. I listen to pop. I listen to a little bit of rock. I listen to country, you know. So it's a whole list. I can't even just sit. I could sit here and name your name for days.
I hear you on that. So as of right now, you know, I know I've seen you perform this. What's that real feel like, you know, right there, the lights and...
Well, let me tell you, first off, the lights is hot as hell, okay? That's number one. But overall, that feeling of just being on stage and just receiving that positive energy from the audience and seeing that reaction when you're singing and they bop in, and those that know the music, they singing along. Like, that's a beautiful feeling for me. Like, I love that. I genuinely love the people that love my music. And that feeling of just being on stage and being able to be me and be comfortable and just know that I could just do me and they're going to listen and vibe with me and, you know, just rock out. Like, it's a great feeling. And I feel like you won't know until you get on that stage and you experience it yourself. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, it's amazing. Like, I love being on stage. I feel like I'm more comfortable on stage. If that, you know, does that make sense to you? Right.
Okay. I got you. So, yeah, as far as you know, doing your songwriting and getting your shit now, do you just pretty much just based on what you're feeling at the moment or a past experience?
It's a little bit of everything. Like, some of the songs that I have are, you know, from experience, and some of the stuff that I have, you know, are just things that I experience with friends and, you know, just my surroundings and, you know, just everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I like to think out the box and try to write different things, but the majority of my stuff, you know, is about things that either I've went through or, you know, me writing about things that I've seen or, you know of. Just, yeah, it's like a little bit of both. Sometimes it's dependent on the beat, too, like depending on the vibe of the beat. So, yeah.
Okay, so are you just like one that just sits in and just writes and you listen to a beat and then you'll just go in and sing or, you know, get into it and, you know, you might, you know, feel type of way of day and...
Yeah, I'm weird. Like, I'm funny. Like, one day I'll be in the studio and I'll hear some beats. And depending on the vibe of not only being in the studio but the vibe of the beat, sometimes, like, if it catches me and I start stomping my feet and I'm bopping and I'm moving like, oh, shit, like, this is it right here, like, a melody would just pop in my head. And normally that's what starts it off. A melody would come to my head first. And then once the melody comes, then the concept kind of starts building. You know what I'm saying? I start thinking about things. So, and then sometimes I'll hear a beat, and I'm like, okay, it's cool. And I got to put it on a disc and let me sit on it. Let me bring it to the crib and let me work on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me sit down and blast it in the house and, you know what I mean, try to vibe off of it, keep it on repeat. You know what I mean? Like, it's different. Sometimes it's just the vibe. It's dependent on the beat and everything, so. It's a little, it's different. I'm weird.
Do you remember the first song you wrote? Sorry.
Yes, I did. Oh my God. Okay, the first song I ever wrote. I was 15 years old. I was in high school, and I did it with my homegirl Tanisha, and at the time she went by the name Fly Girl. So we were like in our little moment there, and it was off of the Fugees. Ready or Not, and it was dope. Like, it was my first time being in the studio, so it was, you know, it was weird because I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew that I kind of knew how to sing, and, you know, I'm gonna just go in here and record this track that me and my girl just did in school. You know what I'm saying? So, but it actually came out pretty dope. It came out being a dope track. So hopefully one day me and her could, you know, link back up and redo the track over and kind of put a little bit more swag on it, you know. But that was my first track. It was a song that we did over the Fugees, Ready or Not. And it was called Ready or Not. So, yeah, like we were young, so we didn't, that was our first time doing that. So we just kept the same name, but we switched it up. Like, we came up with our own harmonies, our own melody. And it was dope to us, you know what I'm saying? But us being older now, and when we listened to it, we were like, oh, child, what the hell were we doing? Like, you could tell we were young when we did it. But it was fun. It was a great experience.
All right, so let's check out something right now. For those of you who are listening online, check out on Twitter at Miss Christy Music, at DHRISSY Music. Hit us up at Every Time_Radio. Tell us about Every Time.
Okay, so Every Time is actually an example of one of the songs that I wrote when I was, you know, involved with someone. So, you know, it was pretty much just about that, just being involved with someone, being happy, and, you know, that lovey-dovey moment when you meet someone and the chemistry is just on point and the way you want it to be, you know, the honeymoon stage. So at that time, when I met that person, I happened to just get these beats, and when I heard that particular beat, I was like, ooh, okay. And I actually came up with, I wrote that song in like a half hour, and yeah, and it was dedicated to him, and that's how the song came about. Every time we linked up, every time we were together, it was just amazing. So that's what that was about. That was my inspiration, being in a relationship at the time.
347-857-4302. Miss Christy, Every Time on Pregame Radio. We'll be right back. Pre-game radio 347-857-430. Let's do it every time. We got Ab in the building. Ab, what's going on?
Hey, what's poppin'? How are you, Miss Chrissy?
What did you think about
Every
Time?
Okay,
I'm
sorry? I said, what did you think about the song Every Time, Ab?
It's very catchy. It has a 90s R&B feel, like at that time. I'm trying to think of the female artist that was out at the time. She was from Uptown, but your music reminds me of her a lot. And you said that Beyonce is like an influence, but honestly, I hear more of Kelly coming through in your voice.
Thank you.
But it's real catchy. I like it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you do. That was what I was trying to get from people. I wanted it to be catchy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's very important when you're writing a song. You want something to be catchy so people can remember it. And I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
It was very, like I said, it was very catchy. And it definitely had, well, I wouldn't even say R&B. It even had like a little pop feel to it. You know,
yeah.
I could definitely see that being played on MTV as well as on BET, you know, as far as we were concerned. So
right,
definitely
right.
Could cross over with that song. And I noticed, too, that when you were speaking earlier, that you used the word weird in describing, you know, how you know, your musical process, how you come up with a song, how you do things. You know, a weirdo is a guy wearing trench coats, dress socks, and shoes and no pants on a 90-degree day. That's a weirdo. So, you know, you just have a different style, and that's what's important to have, to be different, to stand out. That's what's going to make people pay attention to you, not sounding like everybody else.
Right.
You know,
well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I really do. I appreciate that.
All right, Black.
Hello?
Oh,
Black?
You know, I'm just
going to get
you to the I'm just like, hey, this is crazy.
No, I mean,
you know,
she was just speaking some truth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's what
it
was.
You know, it was cool. You know, I was definitely good. But so far in your career, what would you say would be the highlight, like so far your best achievement?
My best achievement?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what's been my best achievement? Let's see. Well, I'm going to be honest and say that, you know, with as long as I've been doing this, unfortunately, like working with certain people, I didn't get where I wanted to be. So I have not really really achieved what I really want. But I can say from where I've started, I have definitely progressed. And I am a lot more confident in what I do. And I'm a lot more confident as an artist. And so what I'm trying to accomplish is pretty much being as successful as I can in my music career. I want to be happy in my music. I want to be that star that I've been dreaming about being since I was a little kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, that's my truth right there.
All right. So. Who are you looking for to be working with in the future? You know, to be underground or mainstream? Like, who would be ideal for you to do a collaboration with?
Okay, number one, I'm going to do a collab with R. Kelly because he's the man, okay? I also would like to do a collab with Jay. Z, by the way, Jay-Z. And... let me see. Wow. Oh my God, that's a good one because I don't know why those are the only two that's popping in my head right now. Oh, I want to do a collab with Brandy. She's amazing. Jill Scott. I love her. I want to do a collabo with Charlie Wilson. He's the man.
Yeah, I can definitely get on board with Charlie Wilson. As far as Jay-Z, why did you pick him?
As far as who?
As far as Jay-Z, why would you want to collaborate?
Oh, I just think he's a dope lyricist. I just think he is just amazing. I love his flow. I love all his music. So, you know, I just think he's a great artist, and I would love to work with him and his wife. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I think he's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. But Charlie Wilson, I would love to work with him, definitely. I would actually love to have a writing session with Anita Baker. I think that would be amazing. Roberta Flack, I would love to have a writing session with her and do something. I even want to name some gospel people that I would love to work with. Like, I listen to everything, so there's so many people that I want to work with. It's just so hard to just name a few. Like, I have a whole lot that I want to work with.
And it's interesting, your choices, because, you know, I'm have to be honest with you. As far as, like, Roberta Flack and Charlie Wilson is concerned, you know, those are people that I listened to when I was growing up as a kid.
Right.
So their musical styling, you know, to me, are different than the current music.
Like, right, it is. But they are also who inspire me. Like, they mm-hmm. are the reason why I have that unique sound that I have. Like, I don't... Like, they, I did not grow up listening to them, but me
right.
being an artist, you know, I've listened to their music, and it has caught my ear, and I'm like, you know what, I love their sound, I love their concepts, I love the way they put their music together, their melodies, their harmonies, you know, and Charlie Wilson, he's an amazing writer, he's an amazing singer, amazing entertainer, and that's another reason why I said I would love to work with him, like, you know, I just think they're dope. I really do.
And that's interesting for you to say you're like, you know, maybe one of the first artists for someone bringing to actually say, well, you know, I didn't grow up listening to this music, but, you know, I did my research, I did my homework, and a lot of artists up and coming, they don't do that. And you have to... You know, you have to know your history in order to be a well-rounded musician. It's not just being a singer. It's not just
Absolutely.
Being a writer. It's not just being, you know, a bass player. You got to, you know, to be a well-rounded musician, you got to know all music, and you got to cover all genres from time to time.
Absolutely.
You know, so
Absolutely.
That's what I'm glad to hear that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not going to lie and say, yeah, I grew up listening to them, like, because I know I didn't, okay? But me being an artist, I know that I'm going to have to do my research. And I'm still, trust me, I'm still doing my research. There's so much that I still need to learn about this music game, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I'm not going to do is lie about something that I know I didn't do with my music, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to do that. I don't play when it comes to my music. And, yeah, those are the people that inspire me, and those are the people I would love to work with. And there's so much more. Like, even, I mean, I wish certain people didn't pass away, because I would have loved to work with Marvin Gaye. I would have loved to work with Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Whitney. So it's just, it's a lot. So many people.
All right.
Word, that was big. Just one more question there. You said you did a lot of research and do a lot of learning. So far, what was the most profound thing that you've learned during your career?
The most profound thing that I've learned in my career?
So far, because you have, still have, a little way to go with the COVID. So far, without this. Was it someone that you met? Was it someone that you worked with?
That's a good question.
Was it someone that you came in concert that, you know, from your home? Because I know I got it. I mean, it could be something of that nature, you know?
Wait, say that again. You were breaking up a little bit. Say that again.
I'm sorry. Like, for instance, you've seen someone in concert and that inspired you. It was a better concert company. It made you step your game up. Anything, you know, along those lines. What was the thing that was profound to you, you know?
Well, you know what? I can't even say, like, there was something that I saw that made me, you know, want to step my game up or made me want to say, like, like, music in general makes me excited. So every time I see something, every time I see a performance, whether it's from Beyonce, whether it's from Ciara, whether it's from, you know, Mary or whoever, whenever I see that, it just makes me want to do more regardless. Like, I'm like, damn, I want to do that but better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be her but better. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there isn't something that I saw that just made me say, oh, my God, this is it. This is what I want to do. Music in general, just, I think it was maybe one time when I was younger, my dad, because he plays the classical guitar, and one time he was playing the guitar when I was younger, and I remember we were in the living room, and he started humming, and I started humming with him, so that's when I kind of, I'm like, oh, okay, I sound good, and then my dad started telling me, you know, baby, you sound good, you have a good voice, and I'm like, okay. And I think that's what kind of made me started wanting to do it. And then I started listening to music more because at that time I was young. I was like maybe like 10, 9, 10. So then I started like really listening to music more, listening to the radio more, you know, and I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. Like I was very, very shy, like to the point where I would lie and say that I didn't know how to sing. But then I got to the point where I'm like, you know, God blessed me with this gift. Why should I be afraid or scared or shy to sing? You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's what really made me like, you know what, this is what I want to do. And, you know, I love singing. Like, when I have a cold and I can't sing, I'm mad. Like, I hate that I can't sing. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. That's how real it is. Like, I love, like, that's my passion. Like, I'm so thankful and blessed every day that I have a voice and that I am able to sing. You know what I'm saying? So I think it was really my dad, and just like once he said that, and then I started really getting into music. I'm like, yeah, this is what I want to do. Even though I'm shy, I'm gonna get out of it. I'm gonna grow out of the shyness, and that's exactly what I did. And now I'm doing what I'm doing.
Okay, that's the topic.
So let's get into the next track, Love. Tell us about it.
Love. Okay, Love is actually one of my first tracks that I wrote, like, after my 15, you know, 15 years old, when I wrote that first track, that was just a kid, that was just for fun. But my first time being, like, in a studio doing my first real track, that was this song, Love. And I would never, like, this is my baby right here. And this song, of course, I was in a relationship, and I wrote this about the person. So, that's really what it's about. I mean, the title speaks for itself. So, yeah, I hope you guys like it.
Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. This is Christy in the building. Love, shout out to Crave6, Crave TV. Shout out to Red Chick. I'll see you. We'll be right back.
Hey, Brooklyn back. I'm in the building.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah, I know. What's good?
Every time that we're together, you make me feel so complete. You shine so beautifully like stars in the sky. At night you're in my sweet dreams, and I just can't stop smiling, babe. I just wanna be with you for all time. Do you know how you make me feel when I'm with you? It's amazing. Street. for you, cause you know that you line my love. I will do anything for you, baby. You know I love you
.7 8 5 7 4 3 0 2. That was Miss Chrissy with Love. You know, I definitely heard the Brandy influence in that one.
Did you?
I definitely heard it there, and it kind of sounded like you cried a couple times while you was recording it. So like I kind of
like what?
Emotion in it. Sounded like you cried a little bit while you was writing it.
Oh, I love that. See, this is okay. See, I'm loving this. This is exactly what I wanted. That's exactly the emotion I was trying to put in that song. I mean, not like if it is crying. If you're hearing crying, it's tears of like joy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, that's a good thing.
I don't know. Like I said, it just felt like you had cried. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, I don't know why you cried. It just sounded like you cried while doing it. And it had, like I said, it had a little bit of that Randy influence. But what did you think about it?
You are on, you want to something to that Randy influence. I can definitely hear that. I can hear that influence as well. Actually, I like this song better than the last one.
Okay. I get that a lot sometimes too, so that's
yeah.
Cool.
I like that. Yeah.
I like that.
You
I
have
mean,
a
that's,
very
that's...
You have a already radio friendly sound.
That's cool. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. So I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you.
So what are you working on now? When is Miss Chrissy's album dropping? When is her mixtape? Where is she performing next? What's going on?
All right, I don't have a date yet for the album, so I will let's stay tuned on that one. But tomorrow, I will be performing at the Ashford and Simpson Sugar Bar in the city. That's on 254th West 72nd Street, and that's off of Broadway. And showtime is at 8 o'clock. Cover charge $10. If you want to sit at the table, it's $20 minimum, or you could chill at the bar. But your girl will be headlining. So it's going to be a great show. So if you're able to come out, come out. Again, it's at the Sugar Bar, the Ashford and Simpson Sugar Bar. And that's at 254 West 72nd off of Broadway. And showtime is 8 o'clock.
All right, so, and where can people hear some more of your music?
Yeah,
SoundCloud or something, Reverb?
Yeah, I'm on Reverb Nation under Miss Chrissy Music, and that's MSCHRISSY Music. And you can find my promo on iTunes entitled Love Pages, and you can either put in Love Pages or you can find me under Miss Chrissy, and that's CHRISSY again. And, yeah, follow me on Instagram at crave_MissChrissyMusic, C-R-A-V-E _MissChrissyMusic. And follow me on Facebook. I am Miss Chrissy. And follow me on Twitter, Miss Chrissy Music. Everything Miss Chrissy Music, or I am Miss Chrissy, so you'll find me.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Love Tasers, what's that?
That's my little promo, my little promo album I have.
Right, but
it's like a little mixtape. Huh?
Where did you get that title?
Because I kind of feel like if you listen to the song, well, to the songs on the CD, it kind of feel like I'm telling a story, you know. And I don't know, for some reason the title Love Pages just felt perfect for the music that's on the CD and what I'm talking about. So, you know, it just went perfect. I was just chilling in the studio one day and it just popped in my head like Love Pages, and I'm like, oh. Okay, that sounds good. I think that's what I'm going to call it. So when you listen to the songs, you'll understand why it's called Love Pages.
You want to give any shout-outs?
Yes, I do. I want to give a huge shout-out to Pregame Radio and to Mr. Brooklyn Black, and thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate you. I want to give a shout-out to Crave TV6, Crave Music. Shout out to Red Chica. Shout out to Crack Kicks. Shout out to the team. Shout out to everyone that supports me and listens to my music, you know, and is riding with me, just, you know, waiting for us to make it. You know, I'm just, shout out to all y'all. And shout out to the haters too, because y'all motivate me and make me want to just grind even harder. So shout out to y'all, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's pretty much it. And shout out to the Lord. Okay.
Shout out to the Lord.
Amen, because without him, it ain't possible. He's the reason why I have this voice. So shout out to God. How about that?
I think that's the first time on Pregame Radio someone thanks the Lord.
I thank the Lord with everything, because, again, he's the reason why I am blessed with a voice. I've never had vocal training. I've never had a vocal coach. I taught myself to sing, so he's blessed me. So I have to thank him. It's only right.
Well, we're gonna spin this. We're gonna spin the love track again. Once again, shout out to Crave TV, Red Chica, everyone who helped put this together, Pregame Radio tonight. Once again, love on Pregame Radio. Hit us on Twitter, Pregame_Radio. Now I'm saying, once again, thank you, Ms. Chrissy, for coming through. It was definitely a delight. Definitely had fun.
Shout out.
Thank
you so much. Shout out to you, Brooklyn Black, and the whole pregame. This is Red Chica, y'all, but shout out to you, Brooklyn Black.
No problem. Thank you. And also, Red Chica, you know what I'm saying? I'm real happy that you are where you at.
Thank you. Thanks for the love.
Years ago, and you told me that, like, yo, you doing this shit.
thank you. Yes, I am. I definitely am. And we definitely gonna be doing something together. So y'all, everybody else listening to Pregame, y'all hear me right now. Red Chica, Brooklyn Black will be doing something together. So look out for that.
Definitely.
I'm sorry, let me just give one more shout out. The lady that was speaking on the phone, can I get your name one more time?
It's Ev.
I'm sorry?
It's Ev. E-V.
Ev?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shout out to Ev, because I appreciate you for giving your honest feedback to my music, and I appreciate you also, you know, just keeping it real and, you know, giving me just a little bit of advice and just letting me know certain things, and I just appreciate you, period.
No problem.
You know, thank you for liking, I appreciate that you like my music, and I appreciate your feedback, I really do, because you were honest, and you could have just been like, oh, girl, your track was hot. But you sat there and you broke it down and you told me what it is. So I appreciate you.
Well, listen, that's what you get when you come to Pregame Radio. Everybody
knows. I
know
that's right.
Ev's the one that don't really like too much of anything. And if I don't like it, I will definitely tell you. But,
I know that's right.
I definitely enjoyed your music. I appreciate you coming through.
Thank you.
And I really enjoy the fact, like I said, that you're trying to be a well-rounded musician, not just a female vocalist. You know, so
right.
Much respect.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that. And you guys will see me sooner than you think, okay? I'm telling you, 2015, that's going to be our year. Y'all going to really see us, for real.
Shout out to definitely would like you to come back. We definitely don't forget the small radio station.
Oh, trust,
come back.
Listen, you guys are not small. We want let's change that. Shout out. Don't forget the radio station. Let's X out the small because you guys are not small. All right. We just going to say don't forget the pregame radio, and that we will not do. Okay?
It's appreciated.
So, yes, we will see each other again, and I'm looking forward to the future. Yes. And hopefully, if you guys are free, you guys can make it tomorrow to the show.
Well, Black is working, and I'll be out. You know, Spike Lee is having his block party commemorating Do the Right Thing's 25th anniversary. And since that's in working distance from my friends, we're trying to be over there tomorrow seeing what they got going on. So check our website for pictures and all that other good stuff, updates and everything, and we'll see what happens. You never know.
Absolutely. Yes, we will. And also, if y'all don't get to see me tomorrow night at the Sugar Bar, I will be performing July 5th at Farrafina's. So once I get all the details as far as the address, cover charge, and time, I will contact Black so that Black could, you know, blast it out and let everybody know, those who's interested in coming out to see him.
And listen, if you can, there's this thing they have every year in Fort Greene, right downtown in Fort Greene, not Fort Greene Park, but the Commodore Barry Park, and it's called Afro Funk, and they always have local indie artists come up and, you know, and perform. So check it out, see maybe you can get in there and do that show as well, because a lot
Absolutely.
Of people come out, and you never know. I think last year Jada Pinkett was there with her band. So, I mean, you know, see what you can do. You know, call and find out what's going on and see if you can get into that show too. It's great.
Okay, yeah, that sounds really great. So I'm definitely going to look at
that. Yeah, we'll
get
you that info.
Yes.
No worries, we got you. Thank you once again for coming through.
Thank you.
We definitely got to finish one more time. Have a good night. And I wish
y'all
you
have a good night, too. Thank you so much. Shout out to Pregame Radio again. Y'all doing y'all thing.
All right.
Later.
Pregame Radio, shout out to Miss Christy Red Cheek at Grave Six and the whole crew. Brooklyn Black and Ebb. We're going to get into, we're going to get to just one more R&B joint, just pick it up a notch, you know. Here's, you'll be with Jim Jones, the one.
As we proceed, I thought I told you that we won't stop, baby.
I thought I told you that we won't stop.
What's up, pretty lady? What they call you?
DJ Flag Star.
You can come all you want to,
right.
Front all you want to,
uh-huh.
Run up in the dealer, spend $100 if you want to.
Take that.
We can get blunted in the 1-2. Part of me, put the V in front the 1-2. No roof through the ceiling when we jump to. Oh, I can kill up like a slump to. Beat it up like I'm punching you. Girl, I eat it up like a Lunchable. Now, is it me or is she watching me? Is she looking at the watch on me? I'm in the club on a popping spree. I bought enough bottles, I can call the king.
Oh, I need to know, what is your name? I've been watching, watch me all night. The chemistry feels right, can't get you off my mind. Oh,
when I pull V's up. With no top on them, so you know to see us. We just vamping, lamping, ghost phantom, tanning, big cannon, me, lil' mama. We, lil' ganja, make me a lil' karma. Work the ass out, I'm on the body like armor. Worth a couple M's, two bodies in the karma. Hopping out the ghost like a suicide bomber. She let us we f***ing rich. The more I smoke, girl, the smaller the Dutch you get.
Straight up pimping, the swag don't have to mention. To you it may be true. tricking, but to me it's proper sipping that shit.
In Brooklyn, Black and Ab, and we have come to the end of tonight's show. Pretty good show we had tonight. Coming through here, and this was some nice R&B. It was a good thing. Tune in to us tomorrow, that will be rocking. But definitely, as always, ladies, you know, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. Be safe. You guys have a good one. And I'll definitely catch you on the next pregame radio. Y'all be safe. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence. Christ.